but that's when they want to have the agreement in place before they review the plans. So before any permanent construction of infrastructure occurs, we'll have to have that permit in place. So we've just anticipated that we'll design it per the City of Branson requirements because they're the most strict in this particular application. So
I may have missed this, but did you say that basically the use you get looking for is mostly like an industrial park?
It's more like commercial. There are some warehouses, like storage warehouses, but and also some office space, which all are approved uses within a C2 zoning.
You have anything you'd like to add?
No, obviously, with the plans are still in somewhat of a state of flux, but we've got local people involved in this entity and really have an expansion of an existing business that's kind of outgrown its Branson location as one of the items that's under consideration. So just trying to improve and expand those opportunities.
Okay.
And we've also been working with the school district as well because they're on our western border, so they're aware of the project too. So
thank you. Anyone up for a motion?
I don't see any incompatibility with the development that's going on there anyway. And with the properly engineered stormwater retention, I think the lady will be better off than she was before. And I'd make a vote to suggest that the county commission approve.
Okay. We've got a motion on the floor. What I'd like to do is read specifically what the motion needs to be. It'd be motion to recommend approval of application 21-014 for an amendment to the Taney County zoning maps by Four Men Development LLC for a parcel on Buchanan Road to be rezoned from A1 to C2 General Commercial District in the form of a resolution sent to the Taney County Commission. So that would be the motion that we have.
What you said.
All right. Do we have a second to that? Any further discussion? All those in favor, raise your hand and say aye.
Aye.
Aye. December 20th, Monday.
Thank you very much. Have a good evening.
You too.
Thank you, commissioners.
Again, 3170 State Highway J, Kirbyville, has been withdrawn. So the next one up will be 1707 Lakeshore Drive, Building 4, Unit 1, Branson. Lagarde.
Okay, I've got these all combined in the one public hearing. So you have condominium and homeowners. Well, they're all condominium. Bedard and Catherine Ligard, Robert Hefner, 1 Briarwood LLC, 1707 Lakeshore Drive, Number 8 Trust, Daniel Wilson, and Benton Clark are all seeking Planning Commission recommendation in support of rezoning 6 separate condominium units located at 1707 Lakeshore Drive, which are Building 4, Unit 1, Building 5, Unit 1, Building 2, Units 1, 3, 4, and 8 in Branson. Property is currently zoned R3 Multifamily Residential District. The zoning request is for NR3 Multifamily Nightly Rental District. The property is served by Community Well for Water and Taney County Regional Sewer District for Wastewater. Access to the parcel is off Lakeshore Drive. Of course, this is Lakeshore Drive, subject properties, and I'll zoom in so you can see the highlighted properties. Single-family home condominium here, single-family home condominium here, and then these condominium units in a multifamily building. Checking with the bedrooms, there is a sufficient parking for these. There's 11 here, 23 in front of the condominium building, and 8 parking in this location for the number of bedrooms that were submitted on the application. And here's the surrounding zoning, C1 to the north, C1 to the east, there's R1, there's R3 to the south.
How many parking did you say was available?
I'd have to total them up real quick, but 11, 23, and 8.
Presley, can you just make sure nobody's out for this
42.
Case?
And I know that we have different representatives that could speak on their own or have them same representative speak on this project, so I just have everyone involved with an application come forward and speak, and then the public for or in opposition to that could all come up as one
group,
one application, or one
how
group.
How many bedrooms did you say all together? Did I miss
that part? I didn't say. I
So do we have, is there one individual sort of representing all?
Yes,
and
sir.
Then the others are more than welcome to come up as well. Do you want to come up and add some flavor to what the application is for?
Sure.
You want to come up and give us an update?
Absolutely.
If you're going to represent?
My name is Rob Hefner. I'm the actual president of the existing association. The existing association represents the current condo owners, which comprises of 10 units. Each person that's here this evening purchased their units, either condo or single family home, with the understanding from either their realtor or, from the realtor that these were approved for nightly rentals. And most of them, most likely, if not all of them, based their purchase of these units on the fact that they are nightly rentals. Most of us, and I think all of us, I would have to ask the rest of the owners, we don't reside in Branson. These are either second homes or nightly rentals that are also second homes. And because of that, the notice for the zoning hearing that originally happened, we did not receive, because we did not receive personal notification of those. So we were unaware of any of the change. So we always assumed and didn't know until we were kind of alerted of this not too long ago that this had been zoned R3 and we're not allowed to run nightly rentals. In our declarations, of our bylaws, we allow nightly rentals. David Hover was the original builder, the original development builder. We took over the association from Mr. Hover 3 years ago, approximately 3 years ago. Can't remember the exact date. It was our understanding at that time and prior to that that those bylaws and those declarations had been filed with the county and approved for nightly rentals. It's my understanding that there's a chance that they were not. So what I would say is whoever the original president of the association was, which was me, by the way, didn't possibly do their due diligence in making absolutely certain, because we assumed that because the declarations were there, because our realtor disclosed to us that they were approved for nightly rentals, that by most certainly nightly rentals were allowed. So we had no reason to not suggest they were. So with that being said, each person tonight has been renting the property as nightly rentals and vacation rentals since that time of purchase, and they've been paying property taxes at a commercial rate and submitting sales tax to the county. Also, it's been very expensive to be a member of this association. We only have 10 units, and because of that, when we took over the development from Mr. Hover, we had to go through a lot of development to get the property up to speed. So there are a lot of special assessments that we had to endure at a great expense to the owners. And our HOA dues are probably the most expensive, or close to the most expensive, in Branson. So again, as we talk about the existing structure, which comprises of 10 units, we are requesting that our units as a whole, each individual, of course, be zoned in R3.
Does anyone representing any of the other condos want to add anything to that, that are the applicants? Or do you feel comfortable with the presentation we received?
Go ahead, Vidar.
My name is Vidar Ligard. I'm one of the applicants as well. We purchased our unit in April. We did check the beacon. There was a note on the beacon that nightly rental was permitted. I can't tell you the specifics of the zoning, whether it's a word, this was an allowance under an R3 or it was zoned as NR3. I can't tell you those specifics, but ourselves as well as our real estate agent, we did check the beacon and verify that nightly rental was allowed on this property. This would have been late March or early April of this year.
My name is Charlie Gerken. I represent Gerken & Associates Realtors here in Branson. I've been selling in Briarwood for about 15 years. David Hover was a developer out of California. He bought this property from Briarwood Resorts, which is essentially a nightly rental operation. In page one of their restrictions, they show that this association does allow for nightly rental. In 08, when the market crashed, this is one of your victims of that. Luxury condos died here in the area, and trying to sell luxury condos on the lake between the time frame of 08 to 2015 was pretty flat. And a lot of people who were going to buy vacation units at that time, they really relied on the vacation nightly rental income to support the holding costs so that they could afford to own a second home. There was an agency out there prior to our involvement in it. They marketed the property as nightly rental. We marketed the property as nightly rental, sold the building out to most of the folks that are there today. And I am representing Dan Wilson, who is on the far left, which is the standalone home. He is an owner out of Oregon, and he has never lived here. He was one of the first investors into the Briarwood area, and it was news to him that the nightly rental permit was in question. We have it under contract with a backup offer in place. Both of those offers are contingent upon the nightly rental being approved and to continue to move forward. And we have two owners in the building currently that would like to get on the market and sell, but we've encouraged them to hold and wait until we get through this process. They know that they don't want to go to the market if we're not completely satisfied the nightly rental requirements. So that's why we're hoping today that we can try and get this resolved.
I'm Benton Clark. I own unit number 4, which I purchased just at the outbreak of the pandemic. I enjoy the property very much and have spent a fair amount of time there as a second home. And I may or may not rent in the near future, but I want that capability. That was my original understanding. But my stays there have been very, very satisfactory. The renting that is done carefully. We have a huge parking lot, so there's no problem of crowding when families come, and we get a lot of what seem to be very nice families that do overnight rentals. Some of them are very short, just weekends. But my overall satisfaction is very high with the property, and I would not like to see the value go down and perhaps make it be a place that's simply not used very much. The other thing I'd like to mention is that we're pretty much surrounded by overnight activities. So just further down the dead-end road that we're on, there are several what are called resorts, but these are basically on the lake places that rent by the week or by the night. And then just up before us, before we get to our property, there's the Kennekuk camp facility, which has a constant turnover in weekly and sometimes what appears to be nightly activities. And we're okay with that, but it does not seem reasonable that we would be the only ones on that stretch of property that wouldn't be able to do overnight rentals, especially since our traffic is lower and we have really excellent facilities for taking care of it.
Anyone else that's representing an applicant? Seeing none, do we have anyone in the audience that is here to speak on behalf of this application or these?